Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. Firstly, I want to say a massive Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you had a tremendous Christmas period and an amazing New Year's Eve, and that you're ready and rocking back into your fitness lifestyle or health lifestyle. You set your New Year's resolutions and you're ready to rock and roll into this new year. If you haven't checked out the episode, The Top Things I Learned in 2016, I definitely recommend checking out that episode. Even listening back to it myself, I know there's a lot of stuff in there that would have really landed with me, you know, 18 months ago. So there may be some nuggets of gold in there for you in order to help you with your New Year's resolutions and what kind of things that may support you going forward in this new year. It's such an exciting time. It's literally every time a new year comes, it feels like a clean slate. So what I'm going to do in today's episode, I'm going to talk about how to get yourself back on track in terms of your fitness and health lifestyle, and the tips and tricks and things that I'm going to be using with my online people and myself over this New Year's period. Because the truth is, everybody goes a bit crazy at Christmas. We all eat too much. We all drink too much. It's just a matter of coming out the other side and realizing that that's been done now and trying to get back on track the right way. A lot of people there's some mistakes, and I'll talk about them later on in the episode, that people make in the New Year period because they panic that they've put on 3, 4, 5 kilos over the Christmas period. And the truth is that if you put on 3, 4, 5 kilos in 2 weeks, you're going to lose 3, 4, 5 kilos in less than 2 weeks, because your body's going to, a lot of it's sodium, a lot of it's water retention. You'll have some body fat there, of course, but it's very, very easy to drop that off again. So what I'm going to do is, today I'm going to talk mainly on the things to look out for, to avoid, and the tips and tricks that I'm going to be using with myself and my online plan. So my online program started today, this the 2nd of January. This one's actually filled up. I had to, because of the spillover of people, I've had to extend it into the 9th of January. So there's going to be another one running the 9th of January. I normally only run one a month, but because of the demand this time of year and the 2nd of January filled up so quickly, I've had to extend it and run another one from the 9th of January. So as of the release of this podcast, there's still spaces, but again, that's probably going to fill up very, very quickly because my 2nd of January one filled before the new year. So today's episode, main focus first on the things to avoid. I would be very, very mindful of avoiding things like your crash diets this time of year. They're very, very tempting to go on to a juice diet or go on to a calorie restriction diet that only allow you to eat 600 or 700 calories or 2 shakes a day or whatever it is, because you're worried about the extra weight that you've put on over the Christmas period. And I get the draw to that, because the reality is, if you eat 400, 500, 600, 700 calories a day, you're going to lose weight and you're going to lose body fat. What happens is, on the flip side of that, you'll upset your leptin and ghrelin hormones, your hunger and your satiation hormones, the thing that control hunger in the body, that control satiation, that tell you you're full. They get upset when you crash diet. It's why people have what's notoriously known as the rebound, you know, the after picture in fad diets or crash diets or juice diets or whatever it is that people are doing, because you end up starting at, you know, 70 kilos or 60 kilos, you lose 5 or 6 kilos from eating 700 or 800 calories a day or drinking 2 shakes a day. And then on the other side of it, when you come off and go back to regular eating, you end up putting on 6, 7, or 8 kilos. So you're now 3 kilos heavier than you were when you first went on the diet. That's because your hormones, your satiation hormones, your hunger hormones all get massively upset when you get down into that massive calorie restriction. That's why it's so important to keep your calories as high as possible, get your a deficit from your training, from a tension style program or a high intensity style program or from whatever kind of program you're following, but you're not restricting calories too low, because you're going to have that after picture, that rebound, which is basically is something that's very well known in people in that fad diet circle. So it's something I would definitely avoid, because the temptation is there, because it will work. You know, don't get me wrong. If you eat 600, 700 calories or just 2 shakes a day, you will lose weight and you will lose body fat, but you're going to end up out the other side. I've had people in my online program that have came over from different circles of groups that, you know, have restriction on calories or juice diets, and I've had to fix their metabolism first over 3, 4, 5 weeks, depending on how long they were doing it, and then they were able to get results from it. And then you have that long term where your body's able to continuously lose body fat, and that's what you want. So the number one thing to avoid is going to be the temptation of those kind of diets and those kind of restrictions on calories, even without going to a group or going to a juice diet crowd that provide these kind of juices and bars, you may be tempted to even reduce your own calories down massively in terms of just eating chicken and broccoli 2-3 times a day. I would also avoid that. You know, what I would do in that instance is reduce back your carbohydrate intake over the next 7 to 10 days. You know, because you've been eating more carbohydrates, probably more alcohol, probably more sugar than you normally eat over the Christmas and New Year period, your glycogen stores, your carbohydrate stores are going to be so full. Your body's constantly topping up on glucose. It's probably spilled over. Some of that glycogen has got converted back to the liver and is now body fat, but it's can be used. So what I would do is cut back your carbohydrates for the next 7 to 10 days and let your body start to use some of that stored up body fat, because you're probably not used to that amount of sugar, that amount of alcohol, that amount of carbohydrate over a short period of time. You're going to be able to reduce your carbohydrates back dramatically for the next 7 to 10 days and not have it have any effect on your energy levels. So what I would do, and I've done this in the past because I've gone pretty crazy over Christmas periods, I've reduced back my carbohydrates, and it's something I'm going to be doing now as well over the next 7 to 10 days, just scaling back my carbohydrates and keeping my protein high, keeping my fat moderate, keeping loads of green veg in my diet, making sure I'm drinking loads of water to flush out any extra sodium retention that my body may have. And then I am going to be able to use the buildup of body fat or glycogen that I have over the Christmas period as my energy source when I train. So I'm going to be doing it for the next 7 to 10 days. I'm going to have a couple of people in my online do it. The people that are kind of panicking that they put on a lot of weight over the Christmas period, I'm going to have them do something very, very similar, bring them back to baseline, and then you're going to be able to gradually, continually reducing body fat as the weeks go on. So that's what I would do in terms of nutrition. So avoid massively restricting calories and whatever that looks like for you, or you do it yourself, or whether you just get protein shakes, or you just get, you know, bars or shake diets or whatever it is. I would try and avoid that and scale back your carbohydrate intake, but keep your calories, you know, around your maintenance, you know, maybe below maintenance, but just scale back your carbohydrates. That's also going to make you feel, but what happens to people normally, and I've been a victim of this, is in the new year you feel fat. Because you've so much sodium, you've so much of that glycogen stored carbohydrate filled up, you feel watery, you feel bloated, and you feel fat. The truth is, you haven't had enough time for your body to convert all of that extra calories into body fat yet. You know, it takes, you know, a couple of weeks, couple of months for your body to really start accumulating body fat. You know, over a week or 2 week period, that horrible feeling you have now that you have is from an excess of too much sugar, too much alcohol, too much sodium, too much sweeteners, too much everything over the Christmas period. So once you cut that and go back eating clean food and reduce back your carbohydrate intake and increase your training volume, which I'll talk about next, you're going to feel so much better in, you know, the first 3, 4, 5 days, and then that'll get progressively better over 7 to 10 days, and then you're back to where you were before Christmas after that period. The next thing I would look at is your training. What I would advise you do, and this is very, very, very much person to person, but this is what I'm going to do, and it's what I'm going to offer to people that are worried that they put on extra body fat over the Christmas period. If you were bulking up, this doesn't massively apply to you, but if you're put on extra body fat and you feel horrible and you're like, right, I need to get my body fat down or get my weight down, then this is what I would do. I would increase the intensity in your training for the next 7 to 10 days. So I'm a big fan of tension style training that tears fibers. My online program is primarily based on tension style training with high intensity as the cardio method. But at this time of year, because of all the extra food you've eaten, you may even benefit from reducing back your rest periods, keeping that tension style training, but bring back the rest periods to increase the overall intensity in the workout so that you're able to get that metabolic spike from the tension style training and high intensity cardio, but you're also able to get your heart rate elevated throughout the entire workout so you're able to burn more calories. So the more calories you're burning, the better you're going to feel, because you have a store there probably from the week or 2 weeks of Christmas period from eating and drinking too much. So I would increase the intensity in your cardio, so in your weight training. So scale back your rest period. So if you were doing 60 seconds, maybe scale back your rest to 45. If you were doing 45, maybe scale it back to 30 seconds. And I would keep strict rest times during your workout, and then keep your tension style training, keep your high intensity as your cardio, because you get a better bang for your buck with that, particularly if your glycogen stores are full. Low intensity cardio works great, but it's not going to work as effectively this time of year when you have an excess of glycogen, an excess of glucose, an excess of body fat built up over the last, you know, 2 week period. You're going to get a better bang for your buck with high intensity cardio. That's not to say low intensity doesn't work, and it depends on the metabolism, but in the 80-90% of cases, your high intensity cardio is going to work better for you. The only other thing I would offer there to make sure you avoid is, this is one of my pet peeves in the fitness industry. I've been in the fitness industry for a long time. This is the normal time of the year where a lot of different personal trainers and fitness instructors come on the scene for about 2 months and then fall off again. So you'll see a lot of ads on Facebook, a lot of ads on Instagram, a lot of ads everywhere for fitness trainers and personal trainers at a pretty low cost, because the truth is a lot of these people are part-time personal trainers, or else they're not part-time personal trainers and they only do personal training or fitness classes for January and February because they know there's a massive demand, so they come in and fit the supply. I would just watch out for those people. There's amazing people in the fitness industry. There's online coaches, there's one-to-one personal trainers, there's people that run classes, and I can think of 10 off the top of my head who are fantastic at what they do, but they're fantastic at what they do all through the year. So if you're going to a personal trainer, if you're doing an online program, if you're going to a class, if you're going to work with somebody, go to somebody reputable that has the proven track record, that's been working with people all through the year and not just has came on the scene for January. Because what happens, and my pet peeve comes from when I start to work with somebody in March who was working with somebody in January and February and has made a fuck up of them by showing them how to train incorrectly or putting them on a terrible low calorie diet or doing whatever it is. And then you have to try and fix somebody that has been literally broken by somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. So be really, really careful on who you work with. If you, you know, do a little bit of research, talk to your friends, you'll see there's so many amazing personal trainers and fitness coaches and online coaches out there, but just make sure you're working with somebody reputable. And if you've only heard their name come up in January, it's probably because they're working in a factory somewhere or working a job somewhere and have just turned up for January because they know there's a demand there. So be really, really careful at this time of year for that, because it wastes your money. Even if you end up paying, you know, less money to work with this person, you're going to get less value from working with them. And then you're going to, if they end up breaking you, you're going to have to end up going to someone proper to get you fixed anyway. And then you've got to pay for that. And that's kind of what's happened with a lot of people. And it's a pet peeve of mine, because the fitness and health industry is so expensive as it is, to try and cut costs on the stuff that doesn't need to be spent money on is something that I feel really, really passionate about, because I've got caught. You know, I've spent money on those classes, I've spent money on those trainers, I've spent money on those supplements, thinking they were going to fix me after a Christmas period or whatever time of the year that I went off track. So it's something that just be careful of and be wary of. You know, you could do a lot of it yourself. Follow, read some of my blogs, listen to the podcast episodes, go on to the other fitness people that you follow, you know, your Bill Bukulskis, your whoever else you follow that's very, very good in the area that they're in, and follow their stuff. You'll be able to put a plan together yourself as well, but just be mindful of the people that just pop up in January because they're going to be gone again by March. So just be very, very wary of that. The last thing then is your supplements. This is another area where I've been caught, and I would imagine the sale of fat burners goes through the roof come January time. And I can only say that as someone that has spent a fortune on fat burners in January. So my advice would be that, and even though it's the quick fix, it's nearly the supplement equivalent of a crash diet. And I can offer it because I've been there, and every January would come and I would try a different fat burner because I'd try and lose the weight that I put on from eating and drinking too much over the Christmas. But the reality is, it's a stopgap, it's a band-aid on whatever the problem is. Because if you're adding in a fat burner, fat burners have a place. I'm not a personal fan, but they have a place, and people that are dropping their body fat very, very low for photo shoots, for a competition, for, you know, a wedding or event, some people will use them and it will help. And it is a decent band-aid, even though most people rebound out the other side. It's why I'm not a fan of them, because if you're trying to look amazing for your wedding day or for an event or for whatever it is, if you get your body fat down the right way, you'll be able to keep it down and you're not going to have that spring or elastic band rebound that fat burners can give you. So what I would do this time of year is stick to the fat burners that you know are going to work for you long term, that aren't just a band-aid or a quick fix for right now. Your green tea extract that elevates your metabolism, just make sure your ECGC compound is at 45% or higher, because that's what has an effect on metabolism. Your L-carnitine tartrate, it'll transport some of the fat cells into the mitochondria in your body, will burn it as a fuel source. Your CLA will help you build more muscle and lose fat, but it takes about 6 weeks to work, you know. And then all the other secondary fat burning supplements, keeping your omega-3 ratio higher than, you know, that it's so that you're at a 2 or 3 to 1 omega-3 to omega-6, so that your body's in a more positive fat burning zone. All these extra things that are going to work for your health are going to give you long-term fat loss, and not just that band-aid where you drop off the weight quickly and then you rebound back off as soon as you stop using it. Because the truth is, you can use a fat burner for 6 weeks, lose your body fat, then you stop and go off the fat burner and you rebound back because you've shut down against some of those hormones. Your body's gone into a massive fight or flight mode because they're very highly stimulated fat burners. And when your body's in that constant state of fight or flight, when you come out of it, then you tend to need food as a pick-me-up, or you tend to turn to something sugary or caffeinated drinks or something else to try and give you that stimulant fight or flight, because your body is having a rebound from it. It's why people, it's like an elastic band. The further you pull it back and the further your diet restriction goes back, either through fat burners or through diet restriction, calorie restriction, or a combination of both, the further you pull that elastic band back, the further it rebounds the other way. So you want to do it the right way. So I would stick to those supplements that are trial and proven and tested and work, regardless of what time of the year it is. So my biggest advice would be for the next 7 to 10 days would be to drop back your carbohydrates, because you won't need them. You know, after 7 to 10 days, you can reintroduce your complex carbohydrates, reintroduce your oats, your sweet potato, your brown rice, whatever carbohydrate source you're using, you can reintroduce it, but you probably won't need it for the next 7 to 10 days because of those excess glycogen stores and any extra body fat you may have put on over the last week or 2 week or over the Christmas period. And then training, increase your intensity. So if you're resting for 60 seconds, scale that back by 45 seconds. Keep your tension on the muscle. Work for tension on the muscle. Tear those fibers, because that's what's going to elevate your metabolism. It's going to allow you burn more calories while you're resting. And then in your cardio, focus on high intensity. You know, low intensity will work great at certain points of the year. And there's, and again, I'm a fan of low intensity as well. But at this time of the year, when you're trying to get results fast and you're trying to get your body fat back to where it was or back to even better than where it was, you're going to get a better bang for your buck with your high intensity cardio. And then lastly, your supplements. Do not turn to fat burners in order to get the results quickly, because it's like the elastic band. The further you pull it back, the further you're going to go the other way. And I'm not denying, I've used them and they work. There's no doubt about it. The same way as I've done calorie restriction and it works. If you eat 700 calories or you take a very potent fat burner and reduce your calories, you will lose weight and you will lose body fat, but you're not going to be able to sustain it long term. If you have to hit it for a date and you have a date in February or whatever it is that you're like, I need to look amazing for this and I don't care how I look out the other side and I don't care how my health is out the other side, then by all means, go calorie restriction and go with a supplement. But if you want it sustainably, where you're constantly losing body fat and you're building muscle or toning up and feeling healthier and having more energy and sleeping better and all the good stuff that come with doing things the right way, then by all means, I would avoid them. But that's just my two cents on it. And I'm only speaking as somebody that's been there, knows the feeling of it, has came out the other side, and is now trying to offer back some of the advice that I would have given to my younger self. So I hope this episode helped. I hope you all had an amazing New Year's. I hope you found some benefit in this episode and it'll get you back on track. As I said, my next online program starts the 9th of January. The 2nd of January one is full right now. And as I said, hopefully it's not full by the time this goes out, because these go out a week early, so hopefully it's not full by the time this goes out. But you can message me on brian@briankeenfitness.com, or just go to the website briankeenfitness.com and just click the message Brian, and you can send me, and I can send you information on that online program. Again, I want to say a massive thank you to everybody for downloading. We are, you know, 20 something episodes in now. It's incredible, the feedback. We're flying on iTunes, the third of all Irish downloads, which is crazy, because we're a health and fitness and mindset lifestyle podcast. To think that we're up there with your Joe Rogans and your NHS high budget podcast is absolutely incredible. So I want to say a massive thank you to everybody for downloading and for sharing the episode with your friends. I've got so many emails from people going, oh, listen to all your podcasts, or my friend told me about your podcast. And that's just so incredible to hear, because it still blows my mind, because to me, it's just largely, I'm still doing my thing, and to get such amazing feedback from people is just so humbling. So thank you so much for anyone that's taking the time out to message or email, or for the kind words, or for telling your friends, or for sharing the podcast. It really is just so truly humbling. Okay, for any more information on me, you can head over to my blog post or sign up to my newsletter on www.briankeenfitness.com. You can head over to my Snapchat, BrianK019, where I open it up every day for a Q&A, where you can ask me questions back and forth. All the questions from the podcast come in via Snapchat. It's my most active platform at the minute. I love it because it's the only one that I can literally interact directly back to people. So I'm a massive fan of Snapchat at the minute. But BrianK019. And you can find me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, all Brian Keane Fitness. Again, a massive thank you to everybody for downloading. Thank you to Cullum over at Voxonic, who edits the episodes and puts them up and posts them out. Thank you so much. Cannot recommend them enough. Catch you guys soon.